Coach Jay Gruden, you've been on the job a few weeks now. How does that seat fit? How comfortable do you feel as a head coach of the Redskins?
Feels great. You know, we've done a good job, I feel like, of hiring good people around me. You know, we got our assistant coaches taken care of, and now we're in the process of evaluating free agents, and now here at the Combine in a very important process.
Tell me about your coaching staff, because it's a coaching staff that has a lot of familiar faces for you on it, and I'm sure that makes you feel even more comfortable.
Yeah, it starts with the leaders. You know, defensively, we retain Jim Hazlitt, obviously, and feel good about where he's at, what he's taught the defense so far. We want to have some carryover where we're not teaching these guys brand new concepts in another year or so. With him and Raheem coming back, obviously, we feel good about the staff over there. And offensively, we obviously brought Sean in to be offensive coordinator, and we kept Ike Hilliard came back here as receiver coach. So we feel good about our staff in general, and then hiring Ben Kotwicka from the Jets as special team coordinator is excellent. And then all the other assistants that we brought in, we feel excellent about.
Now that you are a head coach in the National Football League, is it feel as like you thought it would? I mean, you haven't coached a game yet, but I know you've watched a lot of tape. How has that felt for you?
It's exciting. You know, it's a grind. You know, you have to evaluate the players on your team. You have to try to recruit players that are on your team that are free agents. You have to evaluate other free agents around the league. You don't even know who's going to be available come free agent time. And then, of course, the college prospects you have to get ready for while implementing your playbook offensively and getting with Coach Hazlitt defensively in a special team. So there's a lot of work to do, and it's a grind right now, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm fortunate to be in a position.
Have you watched every second of every play of last year, both for individual purposes as well as team purposes? How much of last year have you watched?
Quite a bit. Every game I've watched, and then I try to go back and watch a lot of the training camp, see how they practiced during the season, during the off season, during training camp, obviously, at Richmond. So try to evaluate everybody, how they practice, how they perform in games. And it's been good. You know, we got a lot of good players on this team that are coming back. It's a matter of getting the ones we want back re-signed and then adding some new pieces to the puzzle.
Take the next question right out of my mouth. I mean, what do you like what you see? What are some of the things you like that you see from last year? I mean, the team only won three games. Can't like that, but
no.
You see a lot of hard effort. What do you like?
You see a lot of good effort. You see guys playing hard despite the record. You know, we're 3-9, 3-10, 3-11, but you saw the defense flying around to the ball and trying to make plays. You see D'Angelo Hall all over the place, Arakpo playing hard, Kerrigan playing hard. Those guys are playing hard on defense, and offensively, it didn't quite work out for them the way they planned, but still guys are competing at a high level. Trent Williams is battling his butt off every down. The offensive line's competing, and that's good to see. It's important.
So I think you like Trent Williams, right?
I do like Trent Williams a lot. He is one of my favorite guys to watch on tape. He finishes blocks. He pass protects. He is violent in the open field and running out there on screens, and he's fun to watch. You know, you don't really have fun watching left tackles a lot, but he's fun to watch.
All right, so you got a Pro Bowl tackle over there, and a lot of the fans, we get emails all the time, Jay, about needing to improve the offensive line. Rather than get into individual situations here, philosophically, we asked you back when you were signed, power versus the zone. I mean, have you had a chance to sort it out after you've seen the personnel, and how good is the rest of the personnel?
Well, it's pretty good. You know, 2 years ago, they were very good. You know, it's just a matter of, like you said, power versus the outside zone. Coach Shanahan and the staff chose to go with the smaller linemen on the interior. You know, they're smaller, but they can move and get out in space. But sometimes on third down and long, they sometimes get pushed back in a pocket, and that's a negative. But I think overall, the line's in place. We have a good, solid foundation there for an offensive line, and now if we can add some pieces, some depth, and some guys that can compete for jobs, I think we'll be better off.
Coach, we appreciate you doing the interview while you're a little bit under the weather. There's a guy named Tony Casolaro, Kristen Enziata. They can take care of you. So we appreciate you taking this extra time.
Thank you very much.
All right, tight end position. All right, Jordan Reed came on real strong last year for the Redskins. And as a guy that knows his offense, I mean, a kid couldn't stay on the field the whole year, but how good can Jordan Reed be?
Talented. He's very talented. He can, very smooth. You know, he's in and out of his cuts very effortlessly. Got great natural hands, but you're right. The key is to keep him on the field. You know, those concussions are scary, as we all know now, with what the league's gone through with the concussions. So we did a great job. I think our medical staff did an excellent job with him, being very careful with him in that process. And hopefully he'll come back and he'll be 100%. And we got to keep him on the field because he is very talented.
Got a wide receiver in Pierre Garçon, who last year broke the team's single season receiving record. And you've got some decisions to make, I guess. And, you know, a lot of speculation out there on what you might do. I'm not going to put you on that spot, but Do you need to augment the wide receiver position?
Oh, no, we need to augment every position. You know, we got to look at every position and try to upgrade and find some competition and depth. Pierre is a great starting point at that spot. Unfortunately, Josh Morgan's a free agent. Santana Moss is a free agent. And we have to address that position very quickly. So with free agency coming up with the guys that we have signed already and then, of course, the draft, I think we will add some pieces there.